Okay, so we're going to start with question 11. So the question says, Isa b'gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Sakin sheshachet ba aser lichtoch baroseach. Right? And then we say, U'mashma sha'asakin boleya b'shchita v'tzarech achsher. So that's mashma that the sakin was boleya b'shchita. And it, like, meaning it was boleya the iser during shchita. V'tzarech achsher, now needs achsher. V'kasha, ha'kaim alam, this sakin, and chasma b'ez, it says, this sakin shreifa, medir b'tzorim, and lo tzarech achsher, that you just do medir, and then it's fine, and you don't need achsher. So the Rashba says that even though Beis HaShechita Tzonin, we say that there's a Ksas Hamimus in the Beis HaShechita, even though we really say Tzonin, there's Ksas Hamimus, then plus the duch of the Sakina from the knife, that creates a blia on the sakin. So now we say that there's a blia on the sakin, and then since the Basar Oseach is hot, it will be pulled into the baser. So the case is where there's the base of shrita is sewn in, but since we're cutting it with the knife and we say this ksas chamimus plus sakina creates a blia on the knife, then we cut baser oseach and that's going to create a plata into the baser. But the gemara on chasim abeis, we say that since base of shrita is sewn in, then the sakin treifa won't be mafled into the baser because there's a sakin treifa. This is up in Shefa, and since the base Hashchita, meaning base Basar Oseach is much hotter than base Hashchita. So since the case that we're talking about is on our Gemara is where there's a blia into the sakin with Chamimus and Dilchas Sakina, and then you cut a Basar Oseach, so it's definitely going to go in. But in the other case is that you already had a sakin Shefa, and now the question is whether or not it's going to be pulled into the base Hashchita. So since we hold base Hashchita Tzonin, we say that it's not going to go into the thing that you're being shochet, according to the Rashba. So that's a chilik according to the Rashba. According to the Ramban, he says that really, no, he disagrees. He says, no, really base Hashchita is Reseach. But there's a special din by Shchita that the animal is so busy being Motzi Dam that it can't be Mavliya. But by a regular case of Basar Oseach, the Basar will be Mavliya. So the Gemara on Kufi Alam Beis by us is a case where you're cutting a Basar Oseach. So since you're not doing Shechita here, we say that Avada, the Dam is going to be Mavliya. But the case on Chasim Beis, since you're using a Sakin Treifa to cut to do Shechita, since the animal is so busy being Mavliya Dam, I mean, or being motzi dam, it's not going to be able to be mavliya the iser. So that's the chilk according to the Ramban. Everyone chap? Okay, good. So the next question is: Im bishul iser bekli b'mayim roschin, ha'im mutter liyishtamish bekli zeh b'tzonim below hachshel l'das aran v'das mordechai v'das atur in lama. So the case is, if you're mizbashel an iser in a kli with mayim roschim, ha'im mutter liyishtamish bekli zeh b'tzonim below hachshel. Can you now use that kli b'tzonim below hachshel without being machshel the kli? L'das aran, l'das amordechai, l'das ator. So the Ran says that absolutely not, because we're gozer that you might use that kli b'chamin, meaning even though begeder adin, it's really okay to use a b'tzonin, we say no, we're gozer atu chamin, so we say that you're not allowed to use it. But according to the Ran, meaning the question also says lama, what's the reasonings of all the shitos? So the reasoning of the Ran is that this gzero only applies to kli cheres. And why is the gzera only applied? Why does the gzera only apply to a kli cheres? Because a kli cheres can't be. Because we said that a kli cheres can't be magil. It has no din of machshir. And we're choshes that you will leave it laying around the house, and then you're gonna come to use bechamin. And why aren't we choshes by kli matechas? We said we're not choshes by kli matechas because since a kli matechas can be magil, you assume that you will do the machshir right away, so that you can use it completely for other things, for chamin and sonin. So we're not choshish by kli matachas, but we are choshish by kli chayres, and that's why the Ran says that the gzir is only on a kli chayres. The Mordechai also says that in this case you can't use it bitsonin. Why? He also says because of gzera atuchamin. But according to the Mordechai, he says that the gzera applies even to kli mataches. And he's saying that the gzera only applies to kli cheres and kli mataches if it's used bederech kvius. Meaning, if it, and that was the chakir of the Ramah. If it's only used bederech, right? I think it was the Ramah. Yeah. If it's only used bederech arai, then we're not gozer. But if it's used bederech kvius, then we are gozer. And then the last shita is the Torah. Who says? Yeah, absolutely. If you're using bitsonin, you can use it. Why? Because and he says all you need is adacha, no hogala. You don't need to be maksha the kli. All you need is adacha, and it can be used bitsonin. And he says that this works for kli matachas and a kli charis. So then our kasha is what about Rabbi Ami and our Gemara who broke the pincha? Why did he break it then? So according to the Torah, we must say that Rabbi Ami was just being machmir when he broke the kli. So. The Ran says that the gzera only applies to kli cheres because of the reason that we said that we're choshish for kli cheres because he can't be magil, so he's going to leave around the house. The Mordechai says that there's no chilek between kli matachas and kli cheres, and we're gozer for both. And the Torah says, yeah, there's no difference between kli matachas and kli cheres, but lakula that for both the kli matachas and kli cheres that it's mutter to use. Fine. Question 13 is very similar to question 12, but we'll go through it. Hahi pincha da havi bei Rabbi Ami da malch bei bas v'tavria. So we know the case of Rabbi Ami where he used the pincha, then he broke it. So v'tzorich in damai shibrua. Why did he break it? How yochel ishtamish bein tzonin, bo tzonin. He could have used it for tzonin. So Kate said, "Eshel liyashiv kusha zul l'fiyah ran l'fiyah rashba v'teres abez l'fiyah Mordechai and l'fiyah Torah." So again, this is very similar to the question we just did. So according to the Ran, why did Rabbi Ami break the pincha? Because he says, "Begozer atuchamid for kli cheres," and the pincha we said is a kli cheres. Then according to the Rashba, the second day in the Rashba, he says, he gives a very mechodesh gepshat. He says, no, he broke it because of a chiddush, that by kli cheres, a kli cheres will still be polate even mitzonin. So that's why he had to break it, because even mitzonin, there's still going to be a plato. The Mordechai, like we just said, he broke it because of the gzera atuchamin for kelim, but he says that it must have been a kli b'derek kvias, because and that's why he broke it, because he says that we're only closer if it's there b'derek kvias. And then the last sheet does the Torah, and he says no, he must have broke it because he was being machmir, because the sheet of the Torah is that really mikra adin, it's mutter. But he broke it. He must have broken it because he was being machmir himself. Then the last part of the question is there's a bedieved case, right? There's a nachmir and bedieved case. So mahadin bedieved im nishtamish bekli cheres shel iser betzonin. So what's the din if you actually used a kli cheres that had an iser betzonin? What if you actually did it bedieved? So we said it was a nafkamina between the 2 days in the Rashba. The first day in the Rashba was the day we said that we're gozer atuchamin, and the second day of the Rashba says that we were. It's all because there's a special din by kli cheres that's polate even bitsonin. So if we say like the first day in the Rashba, we're going to say you're not chayiv in this case because the gzera is only gozer lecharchila. We're not gozer b'dieved. It's only gzera lechachila. But according to the second day in the Rashba, he's going to say, no, you're a chayiv in this case. Why? Because the kli cheres is still polate bitsonin. So it doesn't matter if you did a lechachila b'dieved. No matter what, the kli cheres is still going to be polate. So you're going to be chayiv whether or not you did a b'dieved or lechachila. Fine. So those are the 2 days in the Rashba. Okay, fine. So next question, number 14. So Amar Shmua, Malia Harei Hu Kirasech, the Kolosh Harei Hu Kamavosho. So we know the famous statement of Shmua, and we say, Lama Lo Amar Malia Harei Kamavosho, Lafi Aran. So the question of the Ran is why doesn't Shmua say that Maliach is Kimavusha? Why does he only compare it the other way? That Maliach Harei Kirasech and Kovash is Kimavusha. but he doesn't compare Maliach to Mevushal. So we said that the Ran says that he doesn't say Maliach Harehu Mevushal because he thinks that Shmuel is teaching us that there's a chilek between Maliach and Bishal, that Bishal is Mavliya Bakula, and Malicha is not Mavliya Bakula. It's only Mavliya Bakidei Klipa. So really, there's a chilek between it. So that's why he doesn't compare them. So the next part of the question, Rebbe left very open-ended, so I'm just going to try to give all the different shittos, and I don't really know exactly what he's looking for, but I'll just try to give all the different shittos. So, Matai Nemar Din Kolish Kemevushal B'Kamez Man and Ube'ezim Mashke. So when do we say how long does Kolish need to be in order to be Kolish Kemevushal, and what type of Mashke does it have to be in? So in terms of the Zman, we said that the Rosh says Me'ez Le'ez, and the Mordechai says 3 days, right? That the Rosh says for now, let's keep it to the Pasha Peshad, the Rosh. He says the Eis Le'ez, and the Mordechai says 3 days. And in terms of the Mashke, we saw that we quoted two Rashis, that in both Rashis, he says Chometz specifically. So we assume that Rashi only holds Kavish Kemevushal by Chometz. The Mordechai says, no, I think Rashi's wrong. Really, it's all Mashke. And he brought a raya. He brought a raya from, I believe it was Gemara Avodah Zarah, that he says that even it worked by Shemen. I believe so. But just know that the Mordechai says even by other Mashke. The Rashba and the Rosh both say Chometz and Tzir. They both say Chometz and Tzir. But then, the Beis Yosef says that according to the Rosh, meaning we originally said that the Rosh says Me'ez Le'ez, right? According to the Rosh, and the Beis Yosef quotes the Rosh, who says that by Tzir, it's 18 minutes. The Shear is 18 minutes. What? The Rosh. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rosh, who says that by Tzir, it's 18 minutes. But then the Beis Yosef goes out of his way to say that when the Rosh said 18 minutes by Tzir, he was including Chometz. He's saying that Chometz and Tzir are Kovish Kemevushal in 18 minutes. Right? But if it's less than 18 minutes, it's only Kovish Kedei Klipa. So the question on the Rosh, the question of the Beis Yosef really is why does the Beis Yosef feel the need to add in Chometz for the Rosh? Meaning the Rosh only says Tzir. Why does the Beis Yosef think that Tzir and Chometz are the same thing according to the Rosh? So, right? Fine. And then the next part of the question is Ha'im Yochel Lenokos Ali Chasa, Ali De Shari B'maim Im Chometz Azman Katzir and Be'er. So what is Rebbe asking for here? Rebbe's asking for the case we brought with the lettuce, and we're soaking it in Chometz to now use as mortar. And we know, we said that mortar can't be kavush. So what's the case? There's a case. Hold on. Right. So first, before we get to the case, we just said that the Beis Yosef says that according to the Rosh, Chometz and Tzir are kavush in 18 minutes, and if it's less than that, then it's kedei klipa. And we said that the Shach disagrees with the Beis Yosef. He says, "What's pshat? Why do you have to connect Tzir and Chometz according to the Rosh?" I believe that 18 minutes only applies to Tzir, and Chometz really is like everything else. It's Eis L'Eis, and it's not kavush kedei klipa like Tzir is. So what's the case? So the case that we brought in Shir was, let's say you're soaking lettuce in Chometz to get rid of the bugs. But, and you want to use this lettuce as maror. So the question is, maror can't be kavush. So according to the Beis Yosef, this is a huge issue. Because even if you soak the lettuce in the Chometz for 5 minutes, even if it won't be kavush completely, it's still going to be kavush kedei klipa. So according to Beis Yosef, this is a huge issue. Because how can you now use this lettuce that you were kavush in chometz for maror, because now it's going to be kavush k'dei klipa, and we know that maror can't be kavush. But according to the Shach, who says that no, chometz is different than seir, and chometz isn't kavush in 18 minutes, then there's no problem. So that's a nafka mina between the Beis Yosef and the Shach. Yeah.
The problem is if
So that's what I thought originally, but then I was talking out with Levi and Dauer, and they were saying that really, really what Rebbe was saying is that we have a case where you're soaking this lettuce in chometz in order to get rid of the bugs. But the problem is that you want to use this lettuce for maror, and there's a din by maror that maror can't be kavush. Maror can't be a davar kavush. And it can't be a davar kavush. So we say that if you leave this lettuce in the chometz for even 5 minutes, according to the Beis Yosef, that's going to be kavush k'dei klipa, and that's going to be a problem for maror. But according to the Shach, even if you put it in for 3 hours, it's not going to be an issue, because he thinks that chometz is really like other mashke, where it's only kavush me'es le'es, unlike the Beis Yosef. Fine. So that's question 14. Everyone good so far? Okay, fine. So question 15 says, "B'man achalko aplesi v'achokmas adam." So we're still on kavush. So b'man achalko aplesi v'achokmas adam b'beir shidas haRambam b'kavush kavasi b'shabbes. So the Rambam brings a case where he says you can salt an egg on Shabbos, but you can't salt a radish. And why is that? He says you can't salt a radish on Shabbos because it looks like kavush, and he says kavush is kimavushal. So it's a two-step process. He says salting looks like kavush, and kavush is kimavushal, which is an issur d'oraisa on Shabbos. So what's the machlokas, the place in the Chachas Adam? The place, he says, that from the Rambam, it seems it must be that kavush b'Shabbos is a din d'oraisa, because otherwise this is going to be gzeira gzeira. Because he says it looks like kavush, and kavush is kimavushal, which is a gzeira in and of itself. So according to the Plesi, he says that it must be deraisa. According to the Chachmas Adam, though, he says that the Rambam is saying that kavush b'Shabbos is derabanan because of the lashon of kemvushal. He's saying it's kavush kemvushal, and by that he thinks that it's not kemvushal mamish, which is an issur deraisa. He thinks no, it's kemvushal, which it's only derabanan. And he gives a second raya that this din that he brought is really in Perek Chav Beis, I think, right? Mm-hmm. It was like in a different Perek than really where the Rambam talks about Bishul B'Shabbos. So since it's in a different Perek, it's showing us it's not really Medin Bishul B'Shabbos, it's a different din. So it must be Derabanan. So the next part of the question is, Ten Onaf Gamino B'Shei Lezu B'Gether Din Kavish K'mabushal. So we brought multiple nafkaminas. We brought a nafkamina in the Ramah, and then we brought another nafkamina in the Prima Gadim about was it Damsha Milchu, I think, whatever. The nafkamina that Rebbe only asked for one nafkamina. So the nafkamina that I brought was, we have a case where you have baser that's kavush, and some part of it is sticking out. So we say, is that piece considered kavush or not? And the Ramah gave two deos. He said that there's some who hold that the kavush does extend to the piece that's sticking out, and that's going to be considered kavush. And we said that why is it that they hold that it extends? Because it must be kavush kavush mamish. So even the piece that's sticking out is going to be considered kavush. And then he brought a second deo who said that there are some who are mako for that piece, and really that piece is not considered kavush. Why? So we said that it must be because that deo holds that kavush is not kavush mamish. We also brought a different answer, that maybe it's because the piece that's sticking out is really just not considered kavush because it's not kavush. In reality, it's not kavush, it's not covered. But we're not going to focus on that. The real answer, the real nafkamino, is that one holds kavush kavush mamish, so it does extend, and one holds it doesn't extend because kavush is not kavush mamish. fine. That's nafkamina. So, hayim efshel chalak begeder din kovish bein shtei suge kvisha.
So, Rebbe brought the Rav, who basically said that really, maybe kovish kamavushal and kovish kamavushal mamish and kovish kamavushal has nothing to do with what we just said. Really, all it has to do with is whether or not you have the complete shear of kavush. What does that mean? He explains that kavush is kamavush or mamish if it's going to be kavush me'es la'es. But if it's only kavush in 18 minutes, like the lesser shear that we gave by tzir, then it's not going to be kamavush or mamish. And what's going to be his raya? Right? The next question is tin raya l'kach medibya rama. So the Rama brings a case where Basar was nichbash for a Yom Shalim. It was nichbash for Yom Shalim. And then he asks, is Malicha now, if you want to be Maleach, that Basar, is it gonna help to be Maleach and to get the Dam out? So we quoted the Taz who said that basically the question on the Rama is why does the Rama need to say it has to be me'es la'es, and that's the only time Malicha is not going to help? Because we know that, because what he's talking about is tzir. It's being kavish and tzir, and we know that tzir is kavish kamavushal in 18 minutes. So why does he bring a case of me'es la'es? He should have said 18 minutes, and that's when it's aser. So the Taz says, yeah, you know what? The Rama was toa, and the Rama's wrong. He really meant it just has to be a complete shear, depending on what mashka it is. The Shach says, no, it has nothing to do with the mashka. He says that even though it was nichbash and seer and should be considered kavush in 18 minutes, the Rama is showing us that it's only kavush, kavush, and mamish if it's a full shear of ace to ace. If it's anything less than ace to ace, if it's anything less than 24 hours, it's not going to be considered kamavush mamish. So that's why the Rama didn't want to give the shear of 18 minutes, because he doesn't believe that 18 minutes is considered kamavush mamish only if it's complete shear of ace. Everyone good? Okay. So the last question we're going to do today is we're going back to the case of Pincha, right? So we say, "Hahi Pincha dehavi be Rabbi Ami demalach be Basar v'tabre." So Rabbi Ami broke the Pincha. So ma dayikaran b'divrei Gemara. So what was the Rama dayik from this Gemara? So we said that the Rama was medayik from this Gemara that nos in town of Gam is also lechachila, because if nos in town of Gam is not also lechachila, then he wouldn't have broken it, because he could have just waited the 24 hours and then he would have been able to use it even b'chamim. So it must be that nos in town of Gam is also lechachila, and that's why he broke it. So the next part of the question is ma hokshu alav and ketzad efsha l'shayv hakushiyah l'fi harashba. So what's the question on this diak of the Ran? The question is, why does the Ran need our Gemara to learn this out? He says it's mafresh Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that no santan of Gam is also l'chachila. We learn from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that no santan of Gam is also l'chachila. So then we gave, this is like an answer that many Rishonim gave, specifically the Rashba, who says that no, really the reason why the Ran had it learned in this Gemara and not in the Gemara Avodah Zarah is because he didn't have that girsa in the Gemara Avodah Zarah. Since he didn't have the gears in the Gemara Zara, he had to learn from our Gemara.
So, Hayim Efshel Lecha. Oh no, sorry. Ketzad Hevin Harosh Yosef B'diak Haran.
But how? So now the Rosh Yosef. That's how we understood the diak as of now. But the Rosh Yosef gives a different shot in the diak and the diak of the Ran. He says that no, really the Ran did have the girsa. Don't tell me he didn't have the girsa. No, he had the girsa. He had the girsa in the Avodah Zarah. Rather, he taught it over here because he's teaching us a chiddush that really we're gozer for enu bas yoma atu bas yoma, meaning we're gozer for the pincha that's an enu bas yoma atu bas yoma, even if the iser in the kedera is only an iser derabanan, meaning even if that iser in the kedera is only an iser derabanan, we're still going to be gozer for Inu Bas Yomo, Ate Bas Yomo, and that's why Rabbi Ami had to break it. And that's the diak that the Ran is learning according to the Rosh Yosef, and that's why he had to learn it from our Gemara. Because our Gemara is talking about an Isser Derabanan, when the Gemara of Bodozar is only talking about Isser Deraisa. So that's why he had to learn it specifically from our Gemara. Fine. Everyone understand that? The Rosh Yosef?
I think it's really trying to say
that you just said
is. So that's the question. The other one is.
Meaning, if it's an Issa Derabanan, that's a Gzera in and of itself. And then he's saying that we still are Gozer for Ein Bas Yomo Ato Bas Yomo. And then that's going to be. So then the next part of the question is Ten Shei Drachim L'Tchos Debi Aran. So now how can we be Docha the Ran L'Fi Havanas Rosh Yosef, according to the Rosh Yosef? So we said that according to the Rosh Yosef, he's making two very important assumptions. One, he's assuming that Dam Shemilchu is an Issa Derabanan. And not only that, he's assuming that the Ran is being Gozer Gzeilig Zero. So how can we be so we're Docha the first one by saying that the Ritva learns out from Rashi that maybe Dam Shemilchu really is an Issa Deraisa, not Derabanan. Right, we did the whole Rashi where we said, I mean, that's the Pashup Shab, but if you want to go in depth, the Rashi was
the Marin Shab is about the heart.
Yeah.
It says if a small heart it's fine, but a large heart you read 5 cards.
Yeah. But fine. We'll just keep it for that for now. That we said that by Kachim Rashi says that Dam Shabishlu is it Issa Derabanan, but that only applies to things that are roya for the Mizbeach. But Heter only applies to things that are roya for the Mizbeach. But Chulin has nothing to do with that. So Chulin might be Asa Deraisa for Dam Shabishlu. And then we said that maybe Dam Shemilchu and Dam Shabishlu are the same thing. So let's say that Dam Shemilchu is also an Issa Deraisa, not an Issa Derabanan. Fine. That's how we're Docha the first. That's one Dachia. Then the second Dachia is that who says that even if it's an Issa Derabanan, who says that we're Gozer Gzeir L'Gzeira? Who says that we're allowed to be Gozer Gzeir L'Gzeira here? So again, the two Dechiyas is one, maybe Dam Shemilchu really is an Issa Deraisa, not an Issa Derabanan. So then there's no Chiddush. And two, even if it is an Issa Derabanan, who says that we're Gozer Gzeir L'Gzeira? Maybe we're not supposed to be Gozer Gzeir L'Gzeira. Everyone good? Yeah? Everyone got that?